Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd. It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Verne.
Hey, nerd music fans, I'm Dr. Verne of Sci-Fried and Nerdy FM, and you are listening to episode 2 of my music podcast, The Nerd Groove. I created it to further expose the nerd music genre to the world, so if you like it, please tell someone else. The artists that create the music really appreciate the support as well. Be sure to visit them online and get some music or swag. To give this genre its proper exposure, it needs a neat package to market. Nerd music is comprised of many musical styles, but share common themes and fan bases that frequently overlap. An unusual genre to be sure, but there's no reason to believe that it's a niche. What we've learned from Hollywood and TV, pop music, video games, digital media, and even social media in the last 2 decades, if anything, nerd is mainstream. So nerd culture is good enough for bestsellers, top grossing films, top TV shows, and platinum selling games, but the line is drawn at music? The answer is no. We self-impose that line. Yes, the music industry has failed to recognize the nerd artist in total, but we live in an age of opportunity. We are perfectly capable of presenting ourselves to the world. With exposure comes more fans and artists that can provide for their families. And there's my mission statement. Which brings me to this episode. I'm going to play some great new music for you as we take a trip around the nerd scene, and we'll listen to some of the great nerd songs in the past. So buckle up, strap in, clear your mind, and get ready to groove. But before we start, I'd like to apologize for not having an interview for you on this episode. I've been a little busy as part of Orlando Nerd Fest and working on the upcoming new Sci-Fried album. I've just kind of ran out of time. However, I do believe in trade-off, so I'm going to bring you some extra music this time around. I'm also going to throw in a little feature on Canadian artists. The first song will get that started properly. The Canadian nerd music scene is filled with extremely talented artists that are active in the search for respect for the nerd music genre. Their artists are petitioning their Academy of Arts to officially recognize the genre for industry awards. Imagine that, Americans. What if nerd music were categorized at the Grammys? This Canadian group is made up of a couple of nerdy bards of epic power. And since I like to start with an anthemic song, here's the very awesome Nerds with Guitars and Sympathy for the Daleks.
Did the Daleks ever do to you? What makes us so much better than that meddling doctor? Ooh, we're little more than garbage cans that barely reach your knees, with bodies made of tin foil and some flashing LEDs. We'd like to get to know you better. We think it'd be great. It really means I love you when we say
exterminate.
What is your big problem with the Dark Lords of the Sith? Those pesky rebel Jedi like to spread this hurtful myth. The force choke and the Death Star were unfortunate mistakes. And the footage of the Ewok thing was obviously faked. We're really not so bad, you know. We're good guys through and through. And if you search your feelings,
you will know it to be true.
We Cylons are misunderstood, it's a fact you can't deny. We're just another human scheme gone terribly awry. You built a master race of robots for to be your slaves. Somehow you assumed we'd acquiesce and we'd behave. But we're willing to forgive you all for holding us in thrall. And you can take our word, so say one, so say us all. Borg Collective, have you thought to question why? Just cause we assimilated some uptight fall British guy. Our storylines make Voyager an unexpected hit. And do we even need to bring up Jerry Ryan's implants? We're the best addition to the franchise since the Wrath of Khan. Resistance isn't futile, it's just highly frowned upon. Well, the Daleks are cool, the Sith are alright, the Cylons are okay and the Borg are pretty tight. If you take a second look, I think that you'll come to see we really are superior. So sing along with me. Bow down before the one you serve. You're gonna get what you deserve. Bow down before the one you serve. You're gonna get what you deserve.
Evil, we're a growth industry and we're always hiring, so come on down to one of our 666 convenient locations right next to your local conservative offices. Employment with Evil Corporation may result in respiratory irregularities, noticeable erosion of social graces, subversion of independent will, anal leakage with unsightly oily discharge, moderate blindness, partial death, substantial moral decay, loss of libido, staggeringly increased libido, periods of increased monologuing, decrease in marksmanship, unnatural attachment to your mother, and or mustache.
Bow down before the one you serve. You're gonna get what you deserve, what you deserve.
But the smiles are free.
Now that is a well-written song full of nerdy goodness. Check them out online and help support their efforts to deliver a full album and pick up their 3-song EP. Well, let's keep the groove rolling now and visit the Pacific Northwest of the United States. That's where we're going to find one of the true forces of nature in the nerdcore hip-hop scene. Since 2005, he's been there with every name in the game. Pound for pound, the crown prince of nerdcore from Seattle is the best in the business. Here's a brand new joint from Beefy. It's about Game of Thrones, and it's called Hear Me Roar.
All right, gang, let's take a knee. This counts as a literary rap song because this is a spoiler alert for you as far as Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire is concerned. So if you haven't read the books, but you're watching the show, that's dope, but you need to also not listen to the song if you're not gonna read the books. Sorry. I'm not a blacksmith, I'm not your bread baker. Golden lion cub, they call me Kingslayer. Just because I did what nobody else had the heart to do. Mad King Ares kept on murdering his number two. The day I won this tournament, I made a life decision. No land, no title, join this coalition. Kingsguard, oh my god, it was so hard. Schooling every rookie squire, sparring in the courtyard. There was Hightower Dane, wouldn't sell me. Join at 16, safe to say my dad was angry. We go to war, fighting battles I didn't want to fight, which is hard to say because victory's my birthright. King stored a lot of wildfire, said to let it burn. In that moment, thought that I should be the one to end his turn. Sat the throne while an angry Stark approached me. Even then, I knew my father never liked me. Hear me roar, why I shed tears when I go on tour. And while my beauty slowly fades like the setting sun, all my life I'll be known as the Golden One. Hear me roar, why I've shed tears when I go on tour. And while my beauty slowly fades like the setting sun, all my life I'll be known as the Golden One. I married the obscene, do some things you don't like when you need to be the queen. I heard my prophecy, me and Malara. I became a queen and she died in some water. Three perfect children born from my body. All golden hair, each one is a hottie like the father. But the father, glad to say, father's battles and my baby takes the throne. But they ask too freaking much, leave my little king alone. Feels like all of my children have been stolen, killed or taken from me. Even still, I know father doesn't love me. Hear me roar, court full of traitors I can trust no more. And now it seems I can't even count on Jeannie. I know for certain everybody's out to get me. Hear me roar, court full of traitors I can trust no more. And now it seems I can't even count on Jeannie. I know for certain everybody's out to get me. Small frame, large head, rubbish with a crossbow. Been all over Westeros, asking where do whores go? Maybe I didn't, where do I even start? Yo, my birth, I killed my mother and it broke my father's heart, or so I'm told. I'm just surprised to learn he even had one. Black eye, green eye, assume that I'm the bad one. Tysha, my love, just a whore, or so I thought. My big brother told me so and left me little doubt. So I never trust a woman, but I treat him with respect. The little lion ain't a monster, but I'm quick to kiss the neck. I traveled lands till they said I'd be the hand to my inbred little nephew and the sister I can't stand. Safe to say her yes, man, I never liked. These assholes call me dwarf when they wanna act polite. Spent my whole life trying to prove I'm not a villain, and my father never loved me, I don't care because I killed him. Hear me roar, the world's much colder at 3'4". These battle scars causing more than a limp, but in the end you will bow to the imp, yeah. Hear me roar, the world's much colder at 3'4". Battle scars causing more than a limp, in the end you will bow to the imp. And who are you, the proud lord said, that I should bow so low?
That I should bow so low.
Only a cad of a different cloak, that's all the truth I know. In a coat of gold or a coat of red, see a lion still has claws.
I've still got claws.
Mine are long and sharp, my lord.
Brand new hotness from Beefy, and if you're a Game of Thrones fan too, then that's all the better. Well, you know, we all need a game break now and then, and I would wager that most of the world is familiar with the next piece of music. Video Game Orchestra makes outstanding compositions from some awesome games, but when they tackle one that everyone knows well, it has to be special. Check out the 6 steel drum skill on Super Mario World Overworld Theme by Video Game Orchestra.
It's me, Mario!
Outstanding work. And you can hear that level of skill on virtually every track they release. So now let's set the time machine for a visit back to 1981. Arcades were beginning to open everywhere. The world was in the throes of Pong and Space Invaders. Mania. Americans who used to spend their recreational time on pinball, billiards, or foosball were now feeding quarters to video games, and it was just getting started. Then, in a world-changing moment, comparable only to the release of Star Wars a few years earlier, Pac-Man arrived. People lost sleep, jobs, and families to this new addiction. In December of 1981, Buckner and Garcia released a music album featuring songs about hit video games. Pac-Man Fever wasted little time ascending the Billboard music charts, where it peaked at number 9 in March of 1982. By the end of 1982, the single had sold 1.2 million copies and remains the most popular nerd song ever recorded. Here's Pac-Man Fever by Buckner and Garcia. I wore out my Buckner and Garcia cassette back in the day. I'd recommend the album as a whole, as it will likely have you youngsters diving for Google to look up a few of the games that are represented on it. Well, that was a fun trip. Now let's get back to the here and now. The next song I have for you was named my single of the year in 2013 on Nerdy FM. It's a collaboration between Kabuto the Python and Schaefer the Dark Lord, and is a sequel of sorts to an earlier collab between these two giants in the nerdcore scene. The way these guys chew up songs and spit them out makes it look easy, but that's only because they are among the best. Now listen up, and maybe you won't get kicked in the face. Here's Kicked Ones Part 2 by Kabuto the Python and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Ring, ring. Hello, it's Schaefer the Dark Lord. Hello, Schaefer the Dark Lord. It's Kabuto the Python. Hello, Kabuto. What's up? Do you want to make a song? Yeah, okay. Okay, let's do it. Yo, I got two boots and a hell of a lot of faces. I don't like looking at me. Damn, ayo, Schaefer's.
Hey, what's up, Kabuto?
What you think that we should do?
Make the motherfucking face kicking song part two.
Aight.
Boot plus face.
Yeah, I get it. Stop harping. I'ma kick him in the face with the Tims.
Or Doc Martens.
Yeah, leave a heavy duty soul printed on the noggin.
More specifically, the face.
AKA the bit that do the talking. How many I kicked so far?
Well, I got a million.
Nice, what you think of that, Mark?
I think that's a lot of kicking.
Oh, and no, the Nobel.
Yeah?
Hell, I'm probably winning.
Why?
Because I found a quick and easy cure for prognosis. Get it.
Don't tell the Habsburgs.
Schaefer, you're a mad nerd.
Yeah, word.
But I'd ever wanna kick him in the nads fur. Face kick Kabutishly.
I haven't heard of that word.
It means in the manner of Kabuto, it's an adverb.
Kick him, 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 kick him.
This little piggy got with four little piggies, and they all had mad beef, and they got all kicky in your face.
In your face.
In your motherfucking face. 2 feet dropping beats under thunderous bass. Instead of stare rap tactics on you, fuck it, I said I'm Fred Astaire, tap dancing on the front of your head. Kabuto Mang,
you rang.
What you got, dude?
Two fangs.
Ooh dang, bicycle kick up on you, Liu Kang. I come from Queens and I'm repping the place. Won't even kick you, I'ma knock you down and step on your face. I go hammer in your hamlets, pillage in your villages, kick you where it hurts.
Where?
Right up in your privilege with the illest shit.
Yeah.
Hit you like it's 9/11.
Damn.
Kick you in the face with a pair of size 11.
That's a big shoe.
It's true, and what they say of it too. STD Kabuto gonna get you, kick you in the face. Yes, indeed, you see that KTP's the flyest, meanest.
Yep.
Call me SDDMC and kiss on my Adidas with your nose.
With your nose.
With your motherfucking nose.
Nose.
Tembo's on the toes.
Toes.
This is how it goes. You vain prick, you're weak, alright?
No, we aren't friends.
My crane kick technique is tight.
No can defend.
You get silenced by violence, put you in your place quick, and we got buckets and buckets, buckets of fucking face kicking.
Like I said, I won't kick him in the nuts, cause it's been done.
What about the Muay Thai?
Kick you with my shin, son. Kick you eating dim sum. Kick you in the chin, kung fu. About to leave a rapper looking like the Simpsons.
Kick you with my steel toes.
For real, they gon' feel those. Schaefer
and the snake.
Kicking faces in the real flows.
So,
if you hatin', actin' racist or vexin', we bout to kick you in the face.
No question.
Kick 'em, 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 kick 'em in the face, kid. Kick 'em, 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 kick 'em in the face, kid. Kick 'em in the face, kid. Kick him in the face, kid. Kick him in the face, kid. Kick him in the face, kid.
Kick him with your leg in the back or the front if you happen to be cats or a horse or a duck. Wait.
That's just an awesome, fun track. You can get that on Kabuto's album, The Almighty, online, and it has an impressive number of collaborations that rock. Anyway, let's get back to our Canadian artists, eh? Debs and Errol are an amazing singer-songwriter team that have delivered a few great albums, and that would be enough to make them noteworthy. But they are also extremely active in the Canadian nerd music movement and have begun to try and document every nerd act on the planet, a bold undertaking that I certainly support. For today, however, for those of you who may be unfamiliar with their work, I wanted to bring you my favorite of their songs. Maybe it's because I'm a huge Battlestar Galactica fan myself, or maybe just because I've heard many folks have this very argument. Here's BSG by Debs and Errol.
I thought I'd found a kindred spirit in you. into all 33 all things I was into. We formed a duo, bought the t-shirts, I shared my water with you. It was a dream for me, but sometimes dreams fall through. Bastard in, we were chatting on Google like we always do. I said something about the final five arrow, you got so confused. I said, where are you? You said the start of season two. What do you mean? How could you not have finished BST? I said, frack, frack, fracking, frack. You said, what's that? What's that? I can't believe that you didn't finish BST. I said, why? You said, I just got busy. As an act of contrition, watch them all now or you can't go home again. It's a litmus test, and if you don't pass, then it's 6 degrees of separation. You could tie me up or tie me down, you could burn me flesh and bone. I will bring down the hand of God, yeah, the gauntlet has been thrown. Oh, 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 how can it be? How could you not have finished BST? I said, frack, frack, fracking, frack. You said, what's that? What's that? I can't believe that you didn't finish BST. I said, why? You said, I just got busy. How about Colonial Deo? Tell me, does that sound familiar? Last gleam of cobalt, oh, you've seen that one, you must remember. How can you bear the thought of not knowing what happens after? I tell you who the Cylons are, but you'd insist, no spoilers. Just come clean, just go ahead and finish BST. Ooh, frack, frack, fracking, frack. You said, what's that, what's that? I just can't believe you didn't finish BST. I said, why? You said, I just got busy. Just got busy. Just got busy.
That's a great song by genuinely good people who want to see the genre explode. So be sure and help them out. Now let's visit some familiar turf now. Mega Man has certainly inspired a great deal of amazing music across the nerd music genre. That may be an understatement. In fact, Mega Man-related music is nearly its own subgenre. And if that's the case, the Proto Men are the benchmark. Composing literal rock opera in complete reverence to the franchise. So the next track I have for you here on the Nerd Groove is one of their latest. Here's Built to Last by one of the best groups in nerd music. The Proto Men.
Still survive.
Get out while you can.
great track. And remember, you can catch the Proto Men out on the Warped Tour live. They put on an amazing show to behold, and if you haven't seen them, make it so. So obviously, Mega Man has left an indelible mark on the music scene. So much so that even artists like the Megas and Mega Ran have nods to the franchise in their names. Well, so does the next artist. Although for this episode, I'm going to feature his work on another franchise. DJ Cutman is a pioneer performer of chiptune and video game music, and his mixing ability is peerless. Infusing game music with his own chip creations and creating dance mixes laden with electro, dubstep, blues, and anything else he can find, a truly great composer. Here's a more recent track based on arguably the best thing to ever come from the Sega Saturn. Here's Nights, Dreams, Dreams by DJ Cutman. Some serious quality work there, but you should never expect less from DJ Cutman. Well, I'm ready for a laugh now. So we're going to visit another awesome Fump artist this time. If you don't know, the Fump is the Funny Music Project and is a collective of artists that want to make you laugh. They are amazing at their jobs, too. The Fump artists produce a steady stream of quality music regularly, and I encourage you to check them out. But while I've got you here, let's play a track from one of the core members of the group. Worm Quartet is a one-man comedy synth punk band portrayed on album covers as a group of four worms. The band has a growing cult following thanks to exposure on the Dr. Demento show. For this show, I give you Worm Quartet and the classic C is for Lettuce.
Listen to you, bitch. Listen to you, whine. But you cruise the city, you beat your subject for this time. Your kids are getting fatter, and the yellow looks rather bleak. Despite you putting them on 3-5 diets every week. So be a teacher, blame. Make a change at home. Well, damn it, you're American. You're both a bitching mode. And just like every problem, your solution is the same. You beat your kid already, baby, center is the blame. There's every single character in every single show. But they shape your motor perfectly to help your children grow. Cause if they're not and your role models are beacons for good health, you might just have to be one yourself. And who has time for that? So wait your minute to bid. Turn on your TV. Render a gun and believe it. These are TSC. There's a googly and looking with a coat of baby blue. We can complain of something. Hit a bullet like a flu. And with that, actually, I'm not going to be cookies with a fear. It's under my gun. It's a fire. I'm pretty sad to fear. There's one that's fucking real. Still been driven with the door. So when we're stopping, so we're seeing what's all the new scores. Because you're freaking busy. You can teach your kids to see that reality is different from what's broadcast on TV. So you know that they'll just emulate the things that puppets do. And that might reflect badly on you. Now you're straight, but I'm not a cookie monster. Evil puppet demon, now a piece of cake. Change the tune and the fearful valley. Say it for less, I'm good enough for me. Like, we no longer conscious if we approach dramatic stress. And the only way to keep our precious sterlings out of jail is to make them think that they can never fail. But now you're screaming by the blood of a underpaid teacher. After all, your tech is being...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tell me who you have it. You wake up each morning and have to fight traffic. Then spend all day chained to your laptop and beeper. Kiss some clients' ass and then play some Minesweeper. Then I feel it over to you. Draw a lesson to Monday, fall on days of therapy sessions where you whine and ramble and gather our lives and complain that you never get time with your kids.
Can you tell me how to get to Hypocrisy Street? Yeah, that's kind of heavy-handed there, don't you think? Yeah, this is a whole song, so let's wrap it up.
Wow. You're bitchy, you'll be hard out, and metal with the best, but your brooding fat-out suspect keeps deferring a success. So what the hell's a problem? It surely can't be you. It must be all the violence on this PlayStation 2. Now look at this atrocity, this puzzle for this game. And chronic sick addictions running hundreds now a day. There's nudity and blood, it got the cheapest for these people. And that's just in the known game, three is every sequel. And true disables, and they get to say that they're mature. But now honestly, just who the hell recycles anymore? Tell me what it would be easier for parents across the land. If things are never given for all this band. Now you're screaming for the blood of a game programmer. Getting to be just a children's industry. Pixelated actors, some video role models. And different pictures, that's good enough for me. Streaming
Worm Quartet rocks. And for more, check out thefump.com. Now, last episode, we heard some nerd punk. I want to revisit that subgenre. Punk has been used in nerd music since the early 90s, occasionally enjoying mainstream success as well. While this next group is fairly new, they remind me that in music, things always seem to circle around. Part of the new blood of nerd punk that are making some serious noise comes Thundering Asteroids with I've Got a Thing for the Goblin King. Crank it up! Smiling right now. It really makes me all warm and fuzzy to hear that. Thundering Asteroids, Nerds Raging, 3D6, and others out there are really doing some great punk work. Keep it strong. So let's turn our attentions back to the Great White North and an artist that is the standard to Canadian nerdcore. A strong contender for the most likely to be quoted rapper at the water cooler, Word Burglar has carved a niche for himself with audiences across Canada and beyond with whimsical lyrics, a unique sense of humor, and a dedication to true school rap. A consummate performer, freestyler, and improviser, and in his latest release, he's focused that unique skill set on the G.I. Joe universe. Here's Welcome to Cobra Island from Word Burglar.
Welcome to Cobra Island, a violent asylum where the vilest reptiles you could find reside in. Watch your step, never can tell who's hiding. An attractive destination for the non-law abiding. Disguised in styles quite surprising. Weapons supplying, we're known for enterprising. What can I say, it's a wild environment. We're unwelcome guests, speed dial retirement. But if you're the type who likes strife and laser firing, consider applying, we're hiring. Are you good at conniving, what about lying? Death defying, do you enjoy exercising? We trust you'll find divine guidance. Once you try on this fine mind appliance, guarantee your attention's undivided. You won't feel a thing once the pain's subsided. Do you hear that silence? The sound of your life intertwined with compliance. With mercenary scientists and pirates, assassins for hire, we desire the right mix of chaos and control, a nice hybrid. Try it, I think you like it, I did. It's like a virus, open wide your iris, leaving you tireless, cause snakes don't have eyelids. Proceed with caution.
Murderers take the life of anybody.
Cobra.
Put fear in your heart.
Proceed with caution.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Warfare.
Cobra. Considered as the worst.
Now before you settle in, let me explain some key features and how in fact we all came to be here. Somewhere just off the Mexican Gulf, the result of an explosion that set off a fault. Professor Apple's plan for Cobra Command gave us our own land. Now we're open to expand. Extensive enterprises and weather domination even got UN status as a sovereign nation. Cryptic order of benevolent reptilian apostates. At least that's what the law states. We operate relaxed with impunity. You gotta love diplomatic immunity. 5 square miles of territory and airspace, so the Joes aren't allowed to show their face. Now where was I? Ah, the scenery, past the pterodrome where we keep our machinery. We got an airfield, hotel, a hospital, a beach, a swamp, and a jungle that's tropical. Great for hikers, that ain't all the terrain though. You probably want to avoid the volcano. And beware the local foliage, okay kid? It hasn't been the same since Destro sprayed it. Other than that, hope you enjoy your stay and never want to leave. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Dangerous.
Proceed with caution.
Murderers take the life of anybody. Cobra.
Put fear in your heart.
Proceed with caution.
Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion.
Warfare.
Considered as the worst.
Nobody does it like Word Burglar. True story. I can't wait to see him live at Orlando Nerd Fest this year. Speaking of that, this next group will be there as well. After enjoying some very deserved exposure when they released their album last year, some artists would understandably bask in their momentary glory, but the artists who seek to define and progress our genre and its exposure don't think like that. Following what was clearly one of the best albums of last year, the Double Clicks got right back to work and have released A Dimetrodon, which is an early contender for Album of the Year here in 2014. From that album, here is Cats and Netflix by the Double Clicks.
I'm giving up on certain things like bicycles and gardening and walking to the grocery store. Because the rain has started in the city, and though the greenery is pretty, it's not enough to get me out the door. 'Tis the season now of gray and brown, of giving up and sitting down and layering and woolly socks. I'm celebrating solitude and eating soup instead of food and never walking more than 7 blocks. 'Cause I've got cats and I've got Netflix. I've got games and I've got snack mix. And I am gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. I'll have several 5 blanket nights, forget to buy my Christmas flights and procrastinate Halloween. As a consolation prize for heavy clouds that fill the skies, there's pumpkin spice in everything. Every morning it gets darker out, I'm gonna wear these markers out with all these lists of things I'll never do. And when my motivation's gone, I'll order snacks from Amazon and try to knit a scarf for you. 'Cause I've got cats, and I've got Netflix. I've got games, and I've got snack mix. And I am gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. if I get hungry, I might even bake things. They say fall is only passing through, but I don't really want it to. 'Cause we've got cats, and we've got Netflix. We've got games, and we've got snack mix. And we are gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more.
Wonderful songwriters and delightful humans. The Double Clicks are the cream of the crop. Hey, how about another trip in the time machine? This time we're going to go to 1999, the dawn of a new millennium. Carl Miller had been working as an internet broadcaster with a video show about Star Trek when he decided that all music played on the show should be about Star Trek. Warp 11 was born. After huge success playing at fan conventions, the group was interviewed in the movie Trekkies 2 from Paramount. Over the next 15 years, Warp 11 has remained faithful to its all Star Trek creed. The group also provided the soundtrack song for Comedy Central's Roast of William Shatner. With a new album nearing release, I thought that we should hear from them. So here's Everything I Do with William Shatner by Warp 11. Love those guys. Proud to have worked with Captain Carl and the gang on Sci-Fried's Co-op Mode album, and I look forward to bringing you stuff from their new album soon. They have such a great sound. Which is exactly what attracts me to VGM bands. Of all the subgenres in nerd music, VGM features the best pure musicians. Being an old school band nerd, I love when artists use their instruments in creative ways to recreate the nostalgia associated with my favorite games ever. With so many awesome VGM bands, even the most obscure of my favorite games show up eventually. Here's a great example. The Descendants of Erdrick out of Austin, Texas are an amazing VGM group that has a knack for songs I love. Here's Dave's theme from Maniac Mansion by Descendants of Erdrick. Man, that takes me back. And that's why VGM bands rock. Speaking of bands that rock, sometimes referring to themselves as a psychedelic rock band, this next group has been on top of their game in the last few years with hits like Sharktopus, but their latest release really got my attention. Nuclear Bubble Wrap has a unique sound in the scene, and they possess the skills to get your attention. With their newest album, Psychodelicacy, the group has delivered once again. So check out So Many Friends by Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Sit down and don't mind the messy house. My friends have some troubles. They don't like to clean up stuff. Don't touch that. I mean, they don't want those hair clippings to be messed with, and those stains on the carpet just won't come out. The markings and calls adorning all of my walls are by my buddies with markers, except when the words are red. You may not see, but I've got many friends, I got so many friends. Why don't you meet my friends? You don't believe, but I've got many friends, I got so many friends. Why can't you see my friends?
They whisper to me, they encourage me, they understand me, they command me, they confide in me, they revitalize.
Artful to take scissors and cut out their eyes. Don't mind the doll heads and limbs with red paint and knives stuck in them. That's one of their hobbies I can't explain. Don't touch those bags, my friends would probably get mad, but you'll soon know why they're needed. It's time to take out the trash.
Great next-gen nerd rock bands. Keep your ears on them. So let's get back to some comedy and a story. For those of you who don't live near an affiliate, the Bob and Tom Show is a nationally syndicated radio show that spotlights comedy. It has been played nationally since 1995 and is still going strong. Through music like Da Vinci's Notebook and original compositions, Bob and Tom, along with Dr. Demento, have done much for nerd music and its comedy subgenre. Among the talented writers and performers that show has seen through the years comes Paul and Storm, a duet of epic proportions that can be heard on The Fump, Dr. Demento, Bob and Tom, and seen touring regularly with Jonathan Colton. There is simply no act like them. They are accomplished vocalists and musicians and can tickle every funny bone you have. Here's The Captain's Wife's Lament by Paul and Storm.
Ship sailed into harbor after 15 months at sea. The captain hit the tavern with his crew of 53. After drinking up their pay, they staggered through the town. But all the inns and public houses turned the sailors down. The captain said, "Fear not, me lads, you all can come with me. I live just round the corner, and you all can stay for free." But when the captain's wife awoke upon the break of day, they say that you could hear her wailing clear to Botany Bay. She said, "There's semen all around the bed and semen on the floor. Semen in the bathroom and behind the closet door. There's semen in the fireplace and semen in the hall. The living room is carpeted with semen wall to wall. There's semen in the entryway and semen on the stair. And worst of all, there's even semen in me underwear. There's some behind the larder and beneath the table too. I do believe your semen got into me Irish stew. There's semen here in front of me and semen in the rear. My God, there's even semen hanging from the chandelier. There's semen on the windowsill and semen in the yard. The semen even left a stain upon the St. Bernard. Although I am a patient wife, 'tis more than I can bear to wake up in the morning with your semen in my hair. I ne'er again do wish to see thee darken up my door. So clean up all your semen and come round my way no more. So clean up all your semen and come round my way no more."
See, that's just clever and funny. I love those guys, and check out their extensive discography, and I'm sure you will too. Time to check back in with Team Canada. This young group's debut release has put on a clinic in nerd pop rock. As I said earlier, the Canadian nerd scene is exploding, and groups like this are exactly why. Deliver the quality and people will notice. So here's a great track from the Canadian nerd pop band Press Start to Play. It's called "The Adventure Begins."
And screen seeing Oak, and he's asking me my name. It's obvious it's so much more than just a game. Waking up to the start of my first day, gonna get away. Level 3.
just excellent, really. I definitely recommend their self-titled album and look forward to more from them. Well, from a fresh face new on the scene to a firmly established act that had never met each other face-to-face until they released a recording. Int 80 from California teamed up with C64 from England and formed the force known as Dual Core. What started as a musical social experiment turned success as the duo now performs worldwide and has worked alongside the giants of the genre. I love just about everything the group has produced, but since I occasionally have to do work for the technology impaired, I'm going to bring you Here to Help by Dual Core.
Welcome to Next Level Tech Support. Please press 01 to be connected to our help desk.
These end users calling, filling up the queues with issues and problem issues. It says that his computer's crawling, the internet's slow, and he can't do his login. Another one says their password's forgotten, account locked out, and now they can't log in.
Did I say blogging? I meant headshot. Every single server I try keeps dropping. Cannot win with my ping so bad. Other players pointing fingers, blaming me for lag. It was you so slow, it's a next gen drag. Messing up my stats, every map I'm getting fragged.
If you will, what's your name, Bill? Can you type your password in the username field? I just need to know that somewhere on your laptop that you didn't inadvertently press caps lock. Sir, no need to disrespect me. I want to make sure you're typing it correctly.
Oh my gosh, can we move along quickly? Reports need finished or my boss is gonna hit me. Clearly the problem isn't with me. I can troubleshoot the breeze, solving problems with ease. Trust me, I only use my shift key. That was it, that fixed me.
Man, this guy's an idiot.
Man, I got help desk woes. From HR to CEOs. Sometimes I think this job blows. Come on now, you know how it goes. Now back to the show. Finally, now I can check emails. There's a guy claiming he can't send emails. Says that he needs help and he's feeling helpless. Can't send. How do you email the help desk?
Here's what happened. My spam filter died. I'm replying to these mails where it says unsubscribe, but it must be a lie. But so I get the feeling. Windows popping up and I can't seem to kill them. It's not that the client won't send or receive it, but the interface is covered and I just can't see it.
Sir, try this. Sounds like a virus. Disconnect your box from the network appliance. Move your computer, hit F8 so Windows can then start to boot up in safe mode. There, run out of scare, cause apparently this rogue code has infected your registry. I hope this can fix it, seems like bad luck. I hope this guy has been running daily backups.
Daily back what? Are my files recovered? Is that some kind of program? I've never heard of it. If you don't get my files back now, then there's trouble. I need to spell it out, cause I'm not being subtle. Oh, no worries, hang on the line. Let me run this antivirus 2009.
Man, I got help desk woes. From HR to CEOs. Sometimes I think this job blows. Come on now, you know how it goes. Now back to the show. I was helping out the mother of a friend of a friend of my ex-room. Forget it, let me begin. She was in need of help, that much was clear. Seeing this so-called friend of mine volunteered, so I called her on the phone. She didn't seem to understand one single thing I was talking about. I said, close all your windows. She came back and said, okay, I close all the windows in the house. No, ma'am, not those windows. No, your computers aren't gonna get cold. That's not how they get viruses. Ma'am, I don't think I can help you. Man, I got help desk woes. From HR to CEOs. Sometimes I think this job blows. Come on now, you know how it goes. Now back to the show. Now I want you to press any key to continue. Woes.
Which one's the any key?
Woes.
pick your right mouse button.
I only have one mouse.
Okay, sir, is your computer plugged in?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I mean, it's dark. The power's out.
Your power's out?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Am I online now?
I can relate to that song on every level. Great group and a great song. And that segues nicely to what I have for you next. Another group in the Canadian invasion that just released their debut album. The fanboy inside me blushes with pride as I tell you their name. Copy Red Leader. And their debut, Crossing the Streams, is right in my wheelhouse. I mean, I am in Cyfried. Other than our different styles, we're in the same business. I just got this in and wanted to share immediately. So here you go, from the Great White North, here's Copy Red Leader and the title track from their album, Crossing the Streams.
View screen on, ensign, what do you see now? I'm afraid there are Cylons off the starboard bow. Guess it's time to activate the hyperdrive. If we run, we might survive. Red alert! There are toasters shooting at the droids. Vader's here. I know, 'cause I'm a Betazoid. I'll take six. You take R2 and C-3PO. Time to jump. Away we go. Mind like I'm Galadriel. Steal your heart, all your pretty voice, your ruby shoes. Got a broom and your little dog too.
So long, and thanks for all the fish. So say we all.
If you like that, check them out and show them some support. Also, I want to shout out to Dr. Octorok, whose excellent tracks have provided background music for this episode. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nerd Groove. Again, my apologies for the lack of interview, but I hope you enjoyed the extra music this time out, and I'll give you a tease for the next episode. Cyfrite is about to release our new album, Season 5, in August, but next month I'll have a world exclusive right here on The Nerd Groove. So until next time, I'm Dr. Vern. Keep grooving. Thanks for listening to The Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any sized contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your social media networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.